إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على ما من به علينا من نعم كثيرة ظاهرة وباطنة، ومن أعظم هذه النعم أن وفقنا الله سبحانه وتعالى لتعلم دينه، فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. نرحب بكم جميعا في درس السيرة، ونواصل قراءة في هذا الموضوع المهم جدا، وهو الاعتقاد الواجب نحو الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. الاعتقاد الواجب نحو الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for His endless bounties upon us. The greatest of all is the fact that Allah has guided us to Islam. We thank Allah for that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to learn His deen of Allah, His religion. We ask Allah to grant us beneficial knowledge from its proper sources, His book, sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the correct understanding that of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and whoever followed them among the Salaf from the A'imma, the great A'imma of this deen. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our actions righteous actions. Ask Allah to grant us sincerity in everything we say we do, and to adorn us with the good manners and the etiquette of Islam. We're going to continue reading about this very important topic, Al-i'tiqad al-wajib nahwa al-sahaba, the obligatory belief towards the companions. And this is maybe class number 8 or 9, something like that. Just to give you a brief summary, أخذنا في الدروس الماضية من هم الصحابة ومكانتهم في دين الله. هناك نصوص كثيرة من الكتاب ومن السنة مدحهم الله سبحانه وتعالى، بل وأمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى باقتفاء أثرهم. لا فلاح إلا بلزوم ما كانوا عليه في العقائد وفي العبادات وفي المعاملات وفي السلوك وفي الأخلاق. وأفضلهم أبو بكر، ثم عمر، ثم عثمان، ثم علي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Of course, and briefly, we've been learning for the previous couple of months as related to the belief, the obligatory, what's obligatory is not a choice. That which is obligatory upon every Muslim, male or female, Arab and non-Arab, black and white, rich and poor, slave or king, they all should have this belief. The belief that is obligatory upon every Muslim to have towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, they are the best of all human beings after the prophets and the messengers. No one that came before them was better than them, and no one that come after them will be better than them. No one. The only people that are better than the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the prophets and the messengers of Allah. That's it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them to be the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They witnessed the revelation. Me and you will read it in the Quran. Them, they seen the Prophet, some of them, many of them seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was receiving the revelation. And they heard it fresh from his tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were taught by the best of mankind, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sacrificed their wealth, their properties, their lives and families for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for politics. Some people are willing to sacrifice anything for chairs, you know. Just remove one and put me in his place. No, the companions, they do all this. They give up possession. They give up the dunya. The dunya came to them and they turned their back to establish the tawheed. They established this deen of Allah, which only, this is the only thing that brings salvation to the people and freedom from slavery, the real slavery, to be slave to money, to people, to this and that, to be slaves to the shaitan, slave to their desires, and to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the companions of the Messenger of Allah, they are praising the Quran and they are praising the Sunnah. Rather, Allah has made it obligatory upon anyone who come after them to follow no other way than their way. If anyone wants to be successful in this life and in the hereafter, there is no other way except to be on the way of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, whether in the creeds, in actions of worship, in transactions, in dealings, in manners and behavior and etiquette and the like. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on their path. Ameen. والآن وهذا من كتيب صغير لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد فلاح إسماعيل من الكويت حفظه الله تعالى. باب النهي عن سبهم والطعن فيهم. Very important chapter now. It is strictly forbidden to defame, slander, speak evil of, curse, abuse, or insult any of the companions. Because there are people who do that. Unfortunately, they say they're Muslims and they read the Quran and then they slander the companions or the Messenger of Allah. They slander those whom Allah has praised and He is pleased with them. They defame them, speak evil, curse them on the minabir every Jumu'ah. Like the Shia al-Rawafid, their khutbah, every khutbah they curse the companions, especially Abu Bakr and Umar. A'udhu billah. So we're going to learn here in this chapter that it's strictly forbidden to say anything bad about the companions. And we're going to read to you statements of a great scholars of Al-Islam, from companions and tabi'in and atba' al-tabi'in and other than them. فَأَمَّا عَنْ سَبِّهِمْ وَشَتْمِهِمْ فَهُنَاكَ نُصُوص وَأَقْوَالْ كَثِيرَةً تَنْهَى عَنْ ذَلِكَ. There are many texts, Quran, Sunnah, statements of companions and statements of great scholars that warn us against this. And we ask Allah to protect us. أولا ما رواه أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هذا قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند البخاري ومسلم متفق عليه ليس حديث ضعيف ولا مختلف في صحته هذا حديث ضعيف ومتفق عليه بين الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم في صحيحيهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسبوا أصحابي لا تسبوا أصحابي فوالذي نفسي بيده لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما أدرك مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه. وهذا قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمتأخرين من الصحابة بخصوص المتقدمين فما بالك من بعدهم. Allahu Akbar. This hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not abuse or speak evil or insult my companions. And he said that twice. And then he says, Allah swear by Allah, he says, by the one whose in his hands my soul is, meaning by Allah, If one of you spend in charity the amount of in gold, not just in gold, you know how precious gold is. People cannot even give a little bit of it. Now the Prophet said, if one of you spend in gold the like of the Mount of Uhud, and Mount of Uhud is a huge mountain in Medina, huge mountain. And you know how many tons in there? Allahu Akbar. Thousands of tons. The Prophet says, still, you will not, that will not equal in reward to when one of them spend a handful. When one of the companions, and this the ulama, he says, this is because some incident took place between some of the companions. Some of them, they were, they became Muslim later, as opposed to those who believe in the Prophet ﷺ in the first. And the Prophet ﷺ addressed them. What about those who come after them? Now they're not even companions. And they're not even tabi'un. And they speak ill of the companions. وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَعَنْ عَائِشَ أُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ أُمِرُوا بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ لِأَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فَسَبُّوهُمْ. لأن الله أمرنا أن نستغفر له لمن سبقنا, يعني تعني الروافد الشيعة أخزاهم الله لأنهم يسبون الصحابة إلا نذر قليل منهم. عائشة, the mother of the believers رضي الله عنها, she said they were ordered by Allah. Now she's talking about those who abuse the companions, the Shia al-Rawafid, the Shia. She said they were commanded to seek forgiveness for the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to ask Allah to forgive them. She said, but instead they abused them and slandered them and cursed them and the like. Because Allah commanded us in the Quran to ask forgiveness for those who came before us, those who embraced Islam. And the companions, they're the first ones. But the Rawafid, the Shia, what they do? They curse the companions, wa'iyadu billah. So Allah, as-salamu al-afiyah. Waha huwa ibn ammi al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, yaqul, la tasubu ashaba Muhammadin, fa inna Allah azza wa jalla qad amara bil istighfari lahum, wa huwa ya'lamu annahum sayaqtatilun, ayuhdithun. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's the son of Al-Abbas. Al-Abbas is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, do not abuse, speak ill, or slander, or curse the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered that the people seek forgiveness for them. And Allah knows, when Allah orders in the Quran, He knew what's going to happen. That they're going to fight one. Some of them will fight each other. You see? Now you find people, as related to what took place between some of the companions, and we learned in the previous class, علينا أن نمسك ولا نتكلم فيما جرى بين الصحابة ولا نأخذ موقفا مع هذا ضد هذا. لا, هم صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We learned in previous class, as related to the things that took place between some of the companions, like between the army of Aisha رضي الله عنها, and with her was Talha and Zubair, and then the army of Ali رضي الله عنه, likewise وقعة الجمل. Likewise, the what took place between Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah and Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We don't sit down and say, oh, he was this one was wrong on his days, how could he dare do that? No, we don't do that. We say, alhamdulillah, they're all companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are, Allah is pleased with them. And Allah, when He commands us to seek forgiveness for them and to love them and to always talk good about them, say things good about them, Allah knows what's going to happen between them. And we don't do like the Rawafid curse. Almost every one of them, except Ali radiallahu anhu and a few. Salman al-Farisi and a few. Hey, few, very few, al-iyadu billah. And the rest, they say, murtadun. The rest of the companions with the Shia, al-Rawafid, they are apostated, they are not even Muslims. Abu Bakr is not a Muslim with them, al-iyadu billah. Abu Huraira, most definitely is not a Muslim. Umar, Uthman, and many of them. Aisha, of course, that's different, you know. Aisha, they hate her so much, al-iyadu billah, that they steal every year, they celebrate. Okay? And they still believe, the Shia al Rawafid, they believe that Aisha committed adultery. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free her, Quran revealed, prove her innocence, they don't believe in that. That means nothing to them. To them, Aisha committed that act, wal'iyadu billah, and they still do so many bad things. To them, they name the worst thing in their surroundings Aisha. They hate that name. Wal'iyadu billah. They hate Abu Bakr's name. They hate the name of Umar. And so much so that if somebody's name Abu Bakr, they treat him in very wrong way just because of his name. Just because of his name, wal'iyadu billah. Ala ayyin. And now you find also another name. It is a lot, but like Sayyid Qutb, for instance. This man who the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, they're like he's their main sheikh. This man speak ill about the companions in his books. Wal'iyadu billah. Because of his ignorance, this man is jahil. And Sheikh al-Albani rahimahutaala said to him when he thanked Sheikh Rabi', he said, Jazakallahu khayran ayyuhal akhu al-Rabi'. بينت على عوار هذا الرجل وأنه جاهل في الأصول وفي الفروع في الدين. شيخ الألباني رحمه تعالى when he read the book of شيخ ربيع رحمه تعالى he refuted this man سيد قطب from his books. He bring the mistakes in his books with the صفحة the page and the lines. And here is the books of this man. We didn't come up with this thing. That's what the man says. And they say رحمه الله. Maybe Allah forgive him. Maybe we don't know his intention, why he did this. You see? They don't say he's a kafir, even though a lot of statements in his book is kufr, Sayyid Qutb. It's disbelief. But still, they says, look, the man died, we didn't sit with him and tell him, what do you mean with this? We didn't establish the proof. They said, otherwise, his statements are statements of kufr and disbelief. Is he a kafir, a disbeliever? Allahu A'lam. Allah knows that. That's why they say Rahimahullah. Even though he has left a great evil behind him. Okay? So the mistakes has to be corrected. The people have to be happy. Because him, he will be happy himself. Because when the people of knowledge, they point out his mistakes. So now a lot of people, they're not going to follow those mistakes. And that's good for him. You see how good for him? Now the Ikhwan Muslimin don't understand this. They're like, no, they're talking bad about it. They put in his books, wal'iyadu billah, all over the place, translating them in any many different languages. And that's not even good for the man. This man, he abused the companions. And I'm not going to switch the class for him, but just to tell you one example. He mentioned in his books that when he mentioned what happened between Ali and Muawiyah, and he says, when Ali choose to be honest, Ali choose to be honest, Muawiyah and Amr al-As, they were deceitful. And they used trickery and they cheated. And then he says, no wonder why he lost and they win. He's like, they were like, he's saying like they were playing games and cheating. We don't speak about the companions like that. as we're going to learn. But he's a jahil, he's an ignorant, so you do not read his books, this man, Sayyid Qutb. Especially Dhilal al-Qur'an, his book of tafsir is filled of wal-iyadu billah, a lot of evil. وعلي بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال. This is from the companions. These are statements of the companions right now. After we mention a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now there was a statement of Aisha رضي الله عنها, statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Now here is a statement of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. These are companions. قال لا تسبوا أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلمقام أحدهم ساعة خير من عبادة أحدكم 40 سنة. وكان يتكلم مع التابعين سبحان الله. وفي رواية خير من عمل أحدكم عمره. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه, he was in a time of the Prophet ﷺ from the youngest of the companions, and he lived longer, and he witnessed a lot of things like the Qadariya and the Khawarij and many other, okay, deviant groups. And the Sahaba, they mention the haq and they refute falsehood. So he says, do not abuse and speak ill, curse and defame and slander the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, if one of them stand up and perform an act of worship for 1 hour, is better than one of you, than 40 years of one of you spending it in ibadah. SubhanAllah. And in another narration he says, 1 hour. And also his sa'a is 1 hour, but also in Arabic it could be used to a portion of the time. It could be 1 hour, it could be less, and it could be less than 1 hour. It could be 1 hour, it could be less than 1 hour. But it's a very small time. Okay? He says in one, that period of time, that 1 hour or equivalent of 1 hour, if one of the companions spend it upon ibadah, it's better than one of you, he says, other than the companions, spend his entire life in ibadah. Yeah, subhanAllah. وقال شهاب بن خراش رحمه الله تعالى أدركت من أدركت من صدر هذه الأمة وهم يقولون اذكروا مجلس أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تأتلف عليه القلوب ولا تذكروا الذي شجر بينهم فتحرشوا عليهم الناس. And شهاب بن خراش رحمه الله, he says, I أدركت من أدركت من صدر هذه الأمة, meaning he, from the companions, he was, alhamdulillah Allah, he was from tabi'een. He says, from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he, Allah made it easy for him to sit with and to hear from and to learn from, they used to say, when you are in any gathering, mention the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with that which bring the hearts together. Okay? Mention the good they were upon. Mention their belief, their sacrifices. Mention their iman, their sound creed, their love for Allah, their taqwa, their khashya rahba. He said, and do not mention the incident that took place between some of them, because this will only make the people speak ill about them. Because ignorance, they don't know. Oh, he did that? They don't even know who they're talking about. And they forget that these are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cannot just say, oh, he did that? Oh, why did it? Oh, that's not bad. No, you can't say that. These are the companions of the Messenger of Allah. If somebody tell you, look, this is what took place between this companion says, Allahu a'lamu bidhalik. Allahu a'lam. Allah knows what happened between them, and Allah has forgiven all of them, and He is pleased with all of them. So why you want to sit me up? Allah already forgave all of them, and Allah knew what's going to happen between them, and He forgave them. Allah didn't say He forgave only those who didn't take place of part of this incident. No, all of them they were forgiven. All of them Allah is pleased with. And Allah knows. So somebody want to set you up and you can be like, what do you think about Muawiyah? He said, what do you think about? He's a companion of the Messenger of Allah. No. What he did to Ali, listen. Taqillah fi lisanik. Bite your tongue, man. Don't talk about a companion like that. Okay, this is a companion of the Messenger of Allah. But they know about Akhi. Put your ears, close your ears and walk away from that person. You know, because if you stay there, it might get you sick. It's contagious. You know. This is the Aqidah, As-Salafiyyah. This is the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. The companions of the Messenger of Allah, they are not like anybody else. These are the best of the people. They praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to remember that. Just in case somebody may say something about one of them, you say, stop there. Say no more, brother. Fear Allah. These are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't. Yes, things happen between them, as we're going to learn some. See how the ulama said about this. Now, sometimes we don't even say things about your father and mother. Right or wrong? Your father and mother. Somebody comes and says, "Oh, your mother said, okay, whoa, wait a minute, stop right there. That's my mother, man. Yes, she did it, but she's my mother." If somebody else did it, we're going to be talking about it. But that's my mother, man, you're talking about. What about Aisha? She's not your mother? She is your mother too. She's the mother of the believers. So we take this stance, ya akhwan, now when it comes to my father, I don't talk about my father. We're talking about Abu Bakr, it's okay. Where is your aqidah? Say you're upon the aqidah of a salaf, the sahaba. This, we're going to stand firm for it. Aynam. وعن ابن المبارك عبد الله بن المبارك رحمه الله قال السيف الذي وقع بين الصحابة فتنة ولا أقول لأحد منهم مفتون يا سبحان الله عبد الله بن المبارك رحمه الله one of the great scholars of the past he says yes the sword that took place between them meaning the war and the conflicts and the incident so that's a test and a trial from Allah that was a test but I'm not going to say to any one of the companions, that's what his purpose was to create a fitna. No. The companions don't do that. Other people, yes, they want to create fitna, and they go killing and gathering people against others, not the companions. Companions, they don't do this for other reasons. Or Aina. But there's a test from Allah, no doubt. What took place between some of them is a fitna. And it's a fitna for us. I know, what stands we're going to take? This is a test. Would people, they fail or they pass, that's it, right? Is the other thing than that? Whether a person pass the test or fail the test, that's it. Likewise, this, what took place between the companions, is a test for those who come after them. Are they going to pass or fail? How are they going to pass? Who pass? Who will pass?
The one who don't pay no attention.
The one who will leave it alone. The one who don't sit there and try to analyze in this, oh, wait a minute, no. So the na'am, it took place. And the Sheikh is going to mention later on that actually, if somebody read the stories, what took place, a lot of the stuff is a lie. They just add it over there to make a story look like lucrative, you know what I'm saying? That's why people, they lie, and because now, they don't just want to get to reality. They want to like, they are more concerned that the people love the story. You see how it is? Instead to just bring the what happened, the haqq. Doesn't matter if people like it or not. Now you find the person who is giving a lecture because he cares about the audience. Now he wants the people to, when they leave, they send the Twitter and all. Oh, that was a nice, that was the thing. Oh. Now, how are you going to do that? He has to add something here, for here, make it look, you know what I'm saying? You're not just going to bring like a flat balloon. What do you call it? The
balloon.
For the kids, right?
Yeah.
Huh? No, these people, they're going to blow it and put some colors into it. So that's what they do. But the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they bring you the haqq. This is what you're supposed to know. Certain people, they like, accept it. Other people, they like, that's it? Yeah. No, they use to entertainments. Some people, they are entertained for a while. Huh? Like they come. Look at the Christians, for instance, the Christians. Can you imagine if they take the music and the dancing and the women and the mixing? Huh? What are they going to do? They're going to have an audience? Can you imagine? Can you imagine they take all the chairs, huh? And the decor, and then they come one night, one day, one Sunday morning, one empty room. What are the people going to do? What happened to the chairs? Where's the women? Where's the music?
Pictures.
Where's the DJ? You all right?
The pictures,
where is the snakes? Some people even use snakes.
Yeah.
What is this? What is that? What is that? Is entertainment. Some Muslims do the same thing. Entertainment. They have to bring stories to keep these people entertained. It's like a soap opera or something. Man, he's like number 22, number 27. And then he get interesting. And this is the deen of Allah, man. We're going to give you what Allah. You like it? That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You accept it and you digest it. Allah made it easy for you. You got some heartburn? You got to check yourself. You know, this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to continue and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us this way, to continue to bring it the way it is. We're not going to get into law. Oh, I see the people and they weren't getting it. Because it was a little bit. Some of them, they say, A'udhu billah. Some of these writers of Ikhwan Muslimun, they say about the books of Kitab al-Tawheed and Talatat al-Usul, they said these books are boring. Why? They say there is nothing in there but Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Sheikh bin Baz, when he heard this, man, he was like, Sheikh bin Uzaymeen, when they told him this, they were like, Astaghfirullah. A'udhu. Sheikh Fawzan, when they told him, Ya Sheikh, what do you say about some famous du'at? Says, look, man, Kitab al-Tawheed, it's boring, man. It's nothing in there. The Sheikh said, what? Nothing in there? What's in Kitab al-Tawheed but Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For them to say this statement, al-Iyadu billah. Tayyib. وقال بقي بن الوليد بقي بن الوليد قال للأوزاعي رحمه الله أو رحمهم الله يا بقية لا تذكر أحد من أصحاب نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا بخير يا بقية العلم ما جاء عن أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وما لم يجي عنهم فليس بعلم. Here is two scholars, بقي بن الوليد. He says that Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, Abdul Rahman ibn Amr, Al-Tabi'een, he says, he said to me, O Baqiyya, that's his name, Baqiyya. O Baqiyya, do not mention the companions of your Prophet except with good. Never mention them with anything except with good. O Baqiyya, knowledge is only that which came to us through them. From them, from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that which he reaches you from any route other than them, it's not knowledge. It is not knowledge. And that's true. If somebody says, look, well, this is, the companions know this? Oh, no, they don't. They didn't know this. So how is it? Where do you bring it then? This person who's going to come and tell you, look, for example, dua. This is easy, because anything that didn't come through the companions, it's not from the knowledge. Because they're the one that witness the revelation. They're the one that learn from the Prophet ﷺ. And through them, they're the one that taught the young companions and taught the tabi'een. And the tabi'een taught their students until this golden chain, until in our times. And you can use this. This is very important. Anybody, you see somebody in any masjid, because now people practice different things. Let's say you see people after Salat, the Imam and the people, they making dua together. This is done in some masajid. Allahumma. This is a good thing or not? Before that, hold on. Making dua, is it good or not? Is it good or bad thing? Making dua. It's a good thing. It's an excellent thing. But now, making it that way at that time after the salat, is it good or bad? We need to know before we get to the conclusion. It's very important. Don't get to conclusion. Huh? Make yourself go through the proper channel to get to the conclusion. So we're going to find out what make it good. If that dua, huh?
The Prophet ﷺ did it or the companions did it.
If the Prophet ﷺ did it that way, or the companions did it, and they told us that they saw the Prophet ﷺ did it. So that's simple. Instead of saying, you mubtadi'a, no. Just go to the Imam nicely. You and him. Not in front of his people, because he's not going to like it. You know, you're dealing with a human being now. You got to use hikmah. You got to use wisdom. Just you and him. Later on, just you and him somewhere and tell him, yeah, Imam, I saw you making dua. MashaAllah, dua is beautiful. Allah says, ud'uni astajib lakum. Dua is ibadah. Now there is ayats. And you said to that Imam, because he memorized Quran, maybe he said, you know the ayats. You could give me all the ayats right now on the surahs where Allah commands us to invoke him. Which that's not what I'm talking about. I know the importance of dua and the beauty of dua and the benefits of dua. But now my question is, the way that you guys do it after the salat. Me, I don't have any hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. Did the Prophet ﷺ did it this way? Maybe you know some hadith that I don't know. Just be for argument, you know. The ulama, they checked. There is no such thing. But this man, he may say, if Allah wants good for him, he's going to say, oh, look, man, I have no hadith, man. Now we just been doing it. That's how I grow up, seeing the people doing it. SubhanAllah, thank you. Jazakallah khair, you draw my attention to this. I never thought about it like this. Yeah, you're right, because SubhanAllah, we've been doing it, but we never ask, is there any hadith for it? Wow, this is amazing. Jazakallah khair. And you say there is no hadith? He said, yeah, there is no hadith. You checked? Not me. Who checked? The ulama for the past 1200 years. That's, they specialize in this, not me. Me, I'm a mechanic. I'm a plumber, you know. Alhamdulillah, and I love Allah, I'm not. The specialist in this, the ulama, the great scholar, Imam Ahmad didn't find no hadith. Imam Shafi'i Malik didn't find no hadith. Okay? The great scholars, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah didn't find nothing. They all say this is not from what the Prophet ﷺ did and companions. Then alhamdulillah, if Allah wants good for that Imam, he's like, Jazakallah khair. That's it. That was the last time. We did it. And it happened. It will happen. Why not? Inshallah, if Allah, we have to use hikmah. Not somebody stand right there. You mubtadi'a, all of you. You know what the Imam is going to do? You're going to check the most strong brothers in the community. Get them out of here. What are we going to do? Hikmah. But if Allah didn't want no good for that person, he's going to say, who are you to talk to me? You're nobody. He says, no, beside the point, I know I'm nobody. But this is the deen of Allah. I asked you, do you have a hadith? Now are my people doing it? Many people do it. He says, look, man, did Allah, do you have an ayah that Allah says, if more people do it, it's okay? The deen of Allah is, قال الله قال رسول الله says. And you establish the hujjah, but nicely you have to be calm. The Prophet ﷺ, when he gave the da'wah, people call him name, they say majnoon, crazy, madman, magician, sahir, kadhab, a liar. The Prophet ﷺ, did he fight them for that? No, he was patient. They are ignorant people. So the problem is some of us want to give da'wah, but we can't even take it. We can't even take one criticism. We want to change what these people are upon, because we know they are upon batil and they hurt them. They hurt in themselves, they just don't know. But we cannot take one little statement and we like turn the table. Oh yeah, I'm on this. Now I want to fight. Be patient. Be patient, ya akhi, and talk to them. But we have to use hikmah, barakallahu feek. And of course, what I'm saying is not for everybody. It's for the person who studied the issue, he knows the haqq. If you don't know, ask. If you go somewhere and you see that imam did something, say something, and didn't click with you, don't start any conversation. No. You just take it and ask. So listen, ya Shaykh, I was in this masjid, this imam said this and this. What is this? Something in me told me, man, it's not right. Because that's the fitrah, you know. From what I was learning, this is not, I never heard this. But I didn't have knowledge to talk to him or correct him. So, near the alim, he will tell you, give you an answer. Or he may tell you, look, you know what, you don't even have to write anything. There is a book, there is this. It is mentioned, you can find this issue. And the ulama, man Shaykh al-Islam in al-Wasitiyya mentioned it. Shaykh al-Muhammad Abdul Wahhab in Talatat Usul. All you do, give this copy. Go, that page sets and sets. Scan it, copy, give it to that person. That's all you have to do. And if Allah wants good for that person, he's going to say, Alhamdulillah. If Allah didn't want good, he's going to tear it apart. He's going to get mad, whatever the case. And that's not up to you. Alhamdulillah. You do what you can. وقال أحمد العجلي يمدح أبا الأحوص رحمهما الله قال كان ثقة صاحب سنة واتباع وكان إذا ملئت داره من أصحاب الحديث قال لابنه أحوص يا بني قم فمن رأيته في داري يشتم أحدا من الصحابة فأخرجه ما يجيء بكم إلينا يقول ما يجيء بكم إلينا سبحان الله. Ahmad al-Ijli, he's saying, narrating to us, praising Aba al-Ahwas, rahimahum Allah. He said that Aba al-Ahwas, he was a thiqah. He was a man of sunnah. And he adhered to the sunnah. And this man, his house used to be filled with the scholars of hadith. But he used to say to his son, son, stand right here. If anyone said something bad about the companions, kick him out. And tell him, who brought you here, man? Subhanallah. Ayna. وقال سفيان الثوري, سفيان بن سعيد من أتباع التابعين, سفيان الثوري رحمه الله قال, من قدم عليا على أبي بكر وعمر فقد أزرى بالمهاجرين والأنصار وأخشى أن لا ينفعه في ذلك عمل العياذ بالله. This great alim, Sufyan ibn Sa'id al-Thawri, he was from Atba' al-Tabi'in, from those generations, the best generations that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم praised. When he said, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم, he says, whoever says that Ali is better than Abu Bakr and Umar, because that's what the Shia says, Rawafid, Riyadh Billah. Whoever says that Ali, and we know Ali, we love Ali, he has a virtue. You see, Ali has a great virtue, and we love him. But now he's saying, whoever says that Ali is better than Abu Bakr, because the Ummah, they have consensus that Abu Bakr is the best of this Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. Nobody is better than Abu Bakr from the companions. He's the best of the companions. And after him come Umar radiallahu anhu. And after him come Uthman. There is a consensus of the companions. And then Ali radiallahu anhu. But now the Shia, أخزاهم الله, they says no. Not only did they say Ali is better than Abu Bakr and Umar, they says Abu Bakr and Umar, kuffar, disbelievers. Sanama Quraysh. The two sanam and idols of Quraysh, they say, huma finna. See the Shia, in their khutab, in their books, in their classes, that's what they teach. They say, Abu Bakr and Umar, they're in the hellfire now. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Abu Bakr fil Jannah. These people, they belie Allah. and be lying? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're going against the Quran and the Sunnah. But still you find some people who never grow up in Iran or whatever, and they still follow them. Don't know why. Most ironically, and I find it very astonishing, sometimes you find a people here in America, a white person, African American, a Spanish, and they Shi'i. That's like, I find one African American long time ago in Pennsylvania. I'm like, hey, where you bring this from? How long you been? And then I find out how that came to him. It's a disease. Because he was given Shahada by the Shia. And they gave him a job. He was working for the Shi'i, and that's all he knew, skin. That's all he knew. They taught him whatever they taught him, and he taught, that's Islam. Like some of the Muslims, they were with a nation of kufr, the nation of Islam, the Farahan and the Pais and all of them. And they think that's Islam. That's it. They think that's Islam. Fasting only in December. They don't have no Ramadan. They have their own Ramadan. And a'udhu billah, that Elijah Muhammad is the prophet. You see? Nation of Islam, they believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the last prophet and the seed of all prophets. And who says that, by the way? Muhammad is the seed of the prophet. Allah said that in the Quran. Then they say, no. Elijah is a prophet. Even Farahan, he's mentioned in an interview by this man, I forget this Caucasian guy, famous guy, I forget his name. He gave him an interview. It's amazing, ya akhi. The kafir guy, he know more than Farahan, the principles of Islam. He said to him, so you guys are nation of Islam, you're upon the same Islam that the Sunnis are upon? And the man, he says, in Saudi, but Islam is not restricted to Saudi, of course. But that man, that's all he knows. And you know Farahan, how he talks, it absolutely. You see how he talks? Absolutely. He says, are you sure? He says, I'm sure. And you follow the Quran? He says, absolutely. He says, you have another Quran or the same Quran that the Sunnis and the rest of the Muslims follow? He said, the same one. He says, but how there is a contradiction in your statement. He says, there is no contradiction. He says, you believe in the Quran, but the Quran says Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. What do you say about it? He said, yeah, we believe in that. He said, wait a minute, you believe in that? But now you say Elijah Muhammad is a prophet. He said, yes, absolutely. The man lost his life. I'm lost. I don't know. The Quran, you says you believe in it. It says Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. Right? Yes. Sure. Certain. But you say Elijah Muhammad is a prophet. Yes. Can you explain? You know what Farahan said? Says yes, Quran says Muhammad is a seal, but he didn't say what Muhammad.
He said he's a seal of the prophets, but Elijah Muhammad is a messenger.
Yeah, that's something else when he got him.
Yeah,
right?
Try to switch it,
and that's what they do because he's a jahil, he's an ignorant. Just a big name, Nation of Islam, doesn't make them something, okay? You gotta see what they are upon. Sometimes you find a masjid. Oh, the name that said masjid, I don't know what. And then when you go and feed, they are upon bid'ah. Masjid al-Quran wa sunnah wa tawheed. And then you go over there, no sunnah, no tawheed, nothing. Bid'ah, shirk, al-iyad billah, what's the name? No, you got to look at this. Look at the actions, the belief, the statements, what they are upon. Ayna. على أي سفيان الثوري رحمه الله تعالى says من قدم علي على أبي بكر وعمر فقد أزرى بالمهاجرين والأنصار وأخشى أن لا ينفعه في ذلك عمل. He said whoever says that Ali is better than Abu Bakr and Umar, he should be first. This person, he is really speaking ill and bad and insulting the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Why? Because they're the one that says Abu Bakr is the best. Then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali. And Sufyan ibn Sa'id says, I'm afraid that this person who is upon this belief, No action will benefit him. وَلَيَّدِ بِاللَّهِ No action. وقال أبو زرع الرازي رحمه الله تعالى إذا رأيت الرجل ينتقص أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاعلم أنه زنديق فاعلم أنه زنديق وذلك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عندنا حق والقرآن حق وإنما أدى إلينا هذا القرآن والسنن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإنما يريدون أن يجرحوا شهودنا ليبطلوا الكتاب والسنة والجرح بهم أولى وهم زنادقة This great Imam Abu Zur'a Al-Razi رحمه الله says When you see a man speaking ill insulting defaming and talking bad about any of the companions any one of them you should know that he's a zandiq. He's a heretic. He says, because the message with us, the messenger of Allah is the truth, is true. The Quran is true. And the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it reached us only through the companions of the messenger of Allah ﷺ. So these people who speak bad about the companions, they have an objective behind that. Why are they talking about the companions? So that the people don't take anything from them. You see? So, anything people want to do, where did this come from? From Abu Bakr. No, Abu Bakr, we don't take from him. See, that's what the Shia wants. Shia talk about Abu Bakr. That's why those who are upon the madhab of the Shia, they don't. They have no Islam. How can they be upon the haqq if they don't take anything that comes from the Sahaba? And the only knowledge comes from the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So their intent, they speaking ill about the companions to keep the people away from the Quran and the Sunnah. Because the only way Muslims be upon the Quran and the Sunnah if they take it from who? From the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالشيعة خطرهم عظيم. See the Shia, they have imminent danger. أخطر من اليهود والنصارى. على الإسلام والمسلمين. الشيعة الروافد, they are more dangerous than the Jews and the Christians. Because they speak in the names of Islam. If a Jew, you're a Muslim, and a Jew come and tell you, look, man, leave Islam, come with us. Will you go? You're like, man, you're a Jew. You know, I can't be on a Judaism. You're supposed to be on Islam. But now these people, they come to you in the name of Jannah and Islam and Allah, love of Allah, love of the people of the Prophet, the household, you see? So if you don't have these principles, you be confused. Now you find some Muslims who, masakin, they cheer for the Shia. Cheer for them. Oh, they're the best people. They're the best. How are they the best? Somebody who cursed the Sahaba, he's the best? Who? And they, not only that, they even slander Jibreel alayhi salam. Because they say he betrayed the message. According to the Shia, Jibreel is supposed to bring the wahi to Ali. But he switched it to who? To Muhammad. Okay. Allah didn't know about this? Okay. Allah sent Jibreel to Ali. But Jibreel, a'udhu billah. Wallahi, I'm saying this, I'm afraid. And now, let's say, according to them, Jibreel took it to Muhammad. But Allah didn't know nothing. A'udhu billah. You see how dangerous they are?
No.
Very dangerous. Zanadiqa, wallahi. And you find the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, yataqarabuna ma'ahum. How the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, taqarub ma'a al-Shia, ma'a fi mushkil, min ajli siyasa. Hawla al-Dullal, al-Mujrimun, hawla al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Yataqarabuna ma'a al-Shia, ma'a fi mushkil. Abadan, Ikhwanuna yaqulun. A'udhu billah. Min ajli al-Mal. يمدونهم بالمال من أجل السياسة والكراسي والانتخابات Now you find the Ikhwan al-Muslimun, because the Shia give them money and support them to get to politics, and so they are our brothers. They are their brothers. Somebody who cursed the companions, how can he be your brother? If somebody curse your mother, oh, is he your brother? If somebody says something bad about your father and mother, you going to shake his hand? What about these companions? We love them more than we love our parents. Aina and barakallahu feekum. That's why you understand when the ulama speak about the Shia, you don't marry from them. They should not marry from Ahlul Sunnah. You don't eat their dhabiha. If they slaughter, you don't eat it. You eat the dhabiha of the Jew and the Christian, but you don't eat the dhabiha of the Shi'i. Aina. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Hey, nah. They have nothing to do with them. Now you find people, no problem. Find a Muslim marrying a Shi'i, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Hey, for now, because of jahl, ignorance, people are not learning the deen. You find Muslims, he's Sunni, miskin, oh no, Sahaba, good. He cheer for this. Now Shia is our brothers. No, they are not our brothers. They're not our brothers. How can they be? They don't even believe in the Quran we believe in. He says, no, the Quran is not the right Quran. It's deficient. You know? And many things. Some of them, they even go to extreme. Some of their extreme Shi'ites, Rawafid, they says, all the problem we have in, the Muslim have in, is because of Muhammad. Says because of him. Now they steal your brothers. صلى الله السلام والعافية هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد على آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا